Hi, it's Dave. So what if I told you you could invest in Elon Musk's next startup and that Elon is convinced that this will be his biggest company yet? See, the reality is most people are barred from investing in the private equity markets where startups are usually funded. So it would be an amazing opportunity to invest directly into an Elon Musk startup. Also, it's really tough to get into the funding of certain hot startups because there's such limited space. It actually reminds me of what a special opportunity Tesla was to invest in 10 years ago. The market cap was $3.5 billion compared to $850 billion today. Tesla was essentially a startup, and for various reasons, it became a public company much earlier than most companies. In today's environment, only a certain handful of VCs would have access to a company like Tesla, and they would wait probably until Tesla hit a few hundred billion dollars in market cap to go public. Anyway, so we have Elon Musk's new startup. It's an AI humanoid robot company. And rather than start it as a separate company, Elon is choosing to start this new company inside Tesla. My wife yesterday commented and she was saying, wow, what an amazing opportunity. We get to invest in Elon's next startup. If this was a separate private company, people would be lining up in droves for this. However, here's where things get a bit complicated. Here's a tweet from Stephen Mark Ryan that Elon Musk liked yesterday. And it basically says, Tesla's real secret master plan. Number one, convert the world to sustainable energy, generation, storage, and supply. Number two, dramatically expand global economy. Number three, while doing this, also solve AGI. Don't tell anyone. All right, what's going on here? So Tesla is going through a big change in terms of mission. Before, Tesla's sole focus was to accelerate the world's transition to sustainable energy. And Elon kept his other ventures and goals separate outside of Tesla. For example, Elon has been concerned about the future of AI for a long time and the need to make sure it doesn't get into the wrong hands. And that mission has been outside of Tesla until recently. Elon is starting to incorporate the mission to steward artificial intelligence as part of Tesla's mission. That's why the Tesla humanoid robot has become the most important product development for Tesla this year. So as Tesla's mission evolves, it poses a few challenges. First, there's likely going to be a transition period where people need to adjust to a new mission, and a period where this mission will get more clearly articulated as well. I think this is going to happen in the next year or so. Second, existing investors in Tesla will need to adjust their expectations to this new mission. What this means is that this new mission is more ambitious and carries actually certain bigger risks, meaning Tesla and Elon are shooting for something much bigger than sustainable energy, which is, by the way, a huge market in and of itself. So there can be investors who argue, why not keep Tesla as is and have Elon create his own startup making AI robots. They'll say, I just want to invest in the original Tesla mission and company. Now, I've said this before, but I think the biggest risk reward with investing in Tesla is Elon. He likes to live on the edge and push the envelope. He's not afraid to rile up things if need be, and he'll take risks if he thinks they are warranted. And this can be scary for some investors who want to see a maturing Tesla company take less risks and just make more money. My take? I think Elon is one of the most unique entrepreneurs and engineers we've ever seen. And I think this is one of those special cases. We just need to let him do what he thinks is right. For those who hate the new direction of Tesla, it's probably best to rather invest in a different type of company, one that is led by more of a typical CEO, like an Apple, Google, Microsoft, or Amazon. It's just that as long as we have Elon Musk as CEO, Tesla won't be a typical mega cap tech company. Elon's got way too much startup spunk for that. Anyways, I hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.